What it was a cadet expedition. So it was cadets from across the country, both CCF and ACF. ACF's the voluntary version, so that's kind of regional, and then CCFs are in schools. We all had to go through a selection, which was last May, and then we had a week training in October half term and a week training in the Easter holidays, and then we all went in the summer. It was basically just to, it was cross-cultural, really. It was just to show some Zulus our culture, for us to see the culture of the Zulus and that kind of thing.
So you spent a lot of time with the Zulu tribe, didn't you? And tell me, first of all, what that was like, and secondly, what happened one evening?
Yeah, well, the first time we met the Zulus was when we went to the other side of the river. They were all there doing, like, it was just an evening dance, really. So we all went over and saw them in a circle around the fire, singing and dancing. It was just fantastic. I'm never gonna forget that night. It was super cool because they're all just, it was little Zulu children singing in four part harmony, which they've known since they were born, really. Like, it's not written down, so it's all through speech, and it's really cool. There were no instruments; it was just voice. So me being a musician and seeing that, just like with no instruments, just all a cappella, yet it sounded like there was basically a full orchestra there. For me, it was on the third day of our expedition, because all three of the groups we went on different days. So it was the third day of our expedition. We went to the Zulu village where those Zulus had come from, and we got to go and meet them, learn more about them, see like where they live, what kind of cultures, and how they live their lives, really. So then we had an evening dance again, but this time we were in one of the huts. So they're all doing this dancing, but then they also had two guitars there. So they asked me to play a bit because they'd been told that one of the people in the kayaking group plays guitar. I played them some of my songs that I've written, and they really liked it. And one of the guys there, he was a friend of the Zulu chief, and he owns a recording studio in Durban. And he said, "Yeah, man, really like your track." Sorry, that was the worst accent ever. But yeah, he really liked it and said, "Would you like to record that track with me? And I'll put an African twist on it just to show the different music you get, so Western with African music." And I said, "Yeah, why not?" So a few days later, we went to Durban to the recording studio, and we recorded my track, but we couldn't be there long enough to do all the editing with him. So I just recorded me and my guitar, and then he said, "Yeah, that's fine. That's really good." And now he's put like an African choir behind it, all that kind of African type things. And yeah, it sounds really cool what he's given us. But and it's not finished, so it's gonna be even better.
And so is that then going to be sort of released over there? And yeah.
Well, he has a following in South Africa. He has it in neighbouring countries of South Africa, and he's also got his biggest followings in the Congo, which is even further north in Africa. So yeah, my song's going to be in like three different countries, and then it's also going to be in the UK. So hopefully.
Incredible. And I mean, what was that experience like being in, recording studio? What was that like? Because you went there thinking, having a sort of a clear view of what you're going to do, and then this happens. What was that like?
Obviously, it was a bit kind of spontaneous. It was like, okay, we're going to a studio. So I didn't really know what to expect, really, because I mean, I've been to British studios before, but I've never been to a South African one, so I didn't really know what I was going to be into. I didn't know whether it was just going to be a room or there was going to be any equipment. But yeah, we went in, and there was, he had all the like typical stuff that you expect in a recording studio, apart from a guitar, which wasn't great. So we had to find a guitar from a friend. So finally we found it. It was like being in a British recording studio, except it was warmer.
I mean, do you want to be a musician in the future? So for you, is this sort of an amazing stack? She could be a hit in Africa.
I do want to be a musician, really, when I'm older. Like that kind of me and my guitar touring everywhere. That's my dream, really. And it just feels fantastic to know that my song's going to be played in, like, my song that I've written myself is going to be in four different countries already, and it's the first track I've ever recorded. It just seems it's incredible, really. Like, whenever I think about it, I still get a little buzz. Like, even though it's done, like, I have recorded it, I just feel like, wow, this is actually happening. And yeah, it could make it big, but we don't know. But.
And for it to be a song, you've not only did you know you're performing on it, it's actually your song as well.
Yeah.
So is that really important as well?
Yeah, yeah. To know that, like, it's all my stuff. Like, I haven't taken anything from anyone. To know that it actually is my songs and I've written it, and to know that it's going to be my song, completely my song, going to be in a different country. It's not a cover or anything. It's yeah, it does feel really quite special.
And as we, you know, came back home, what's it been like, you know, after that? And what's sort of been the reaction of your friends here at school and family, and when you tell them this pretty incredible story?
I get the same kind of thing, like, wow, that's really cool. When's it going to be released? When can I buy it on iTunes? That kind of thing. But yeah, it's all that kind of same reaction, really. All the people who I went to South Africa with, they all want it as well to show to their friends. So that's going to be even more of a, like, audience. Because they live, like, there's some from Scarborough, some from Scotland, some from Kent, some from Northern Ireland, Wales. Like, all these cadets were from across the British Isles. So to think that, like, once I get it to them, because they said they all want it, whether they like it or not, I don't know, but it could just be the fact that I was with them. But, yeah, to know that it's going to be all over the UK as well, not just in Yorkshire. It's just, it just seems really cool.
Fantastic. So we don't have yet the finished product. It's
no.
Still been working on over there. Yeah. So you're just waiting for that final, to hear that final version.
Yeah, we're just waiting for Bongs to have finished it. And then I think he's going to release it over there first, I think. And then he'll send it to us. And I'll release it over here once I've got all the copyrights and things.